Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is June the 5th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Excuse me. Looking forward to having conversation with you all and dialoguing with you all. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Looking forward to speaking with you all. Okay, with that being said, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You could do that by going to the network and hitting the donation prompt and giving some of your financial energy so this network stays on air and brings you the information that it's been bringing you and even more. Very, very important that we do that, because it's necessary for what it is that's going on. So please make sure that you are contributing to the network if you can at all. So definitely want this network to stay viable and stay on air. So you could do that through the website. Also, you could support the network by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform that has been put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected as you would be otherwise. And your identity will not be sold to anyone. So that is worth its weight in gold. Okay. So definitely want to do that. Also, if you would like, it's for $24 a year. And it's a free 30-day subscription that you'll be given to you so you can learn the platform, become a member, support the network. That will keep us on air as well. We are actively trying to do that. I've been so crazy busy with some took on some other very sophisticated clients, and they've been requiring a lot of my time. There's some of you that I need to get back in contact with. You know all who you are. I will do that. Just been kind of consumed by some things. Big up to VP and everyone else that's putting together a actual preparedness community out of ATL. Man, big ups to VP Will, Jada, and everyone that's there that's doing that. So necessary. Really want everyone to do that, because it's really necessary in going forward. So definitely very, very, very proud of that. So also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that through Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals company, and you can tell them that you are, when you check out what's in inventory via the website, but do not buy via the website until you first contact and say, hey, I'm a Tando radio show listener, and it will be to your benefit. They won't use it for future sales calls or anything else. It's to your benefit. Please do that. And how you do that is just go to info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will get in contact with you, and you can exchange your overall currency for real money. And as the world is moving, this is something that window of opportunity to do this is going to be closing. It's closing quickly. So please do that, because that will be one of the table of preparedness that will be able to put you in a position of economic relevance going forward. Very, very, very important. Okay, so we're going to get into what's in the news. Oh, but before that, this weekend is going to be the Legacy Wealth Management Seminar in Dallas. If you like information about that, just email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And if you're in the Dallas area, definitely email and say you're in the Dallas area and get you the information for you to be a part of it. Very, very, very important. All right. So where do we start? We're going to start with what's in the news. Let me see if my man, Roz, are you there? I'm not quite sure if Roz is there. Check your email. Okay, Scotty, check your email. Otis said, what's up? Big ups to Otis. Big ups to L.A. Ramon. See you there. And my man, Roz. Roz may be traveling right now. So what we're going to do, we're going to jump into what's in the news. 1 second. Let me get situated here. All right. So here we go. What's in the news? Then we're going to get into today's show. And today's show, what we should learn from Hawaii going forward. And I would say it's not only Hawaii. It's also been Hurricane Katrina, Andrew, Hurricane Harvey, all these other things. So a lot that we should be learning from that strategically. And we're going to get into that and why that's so, so important. I'm going to tell you, it's up to you. And these incidents are proving just that. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. I got this article from Sputnik News. New Italian prime minister backs lifting anti-Russian sanctions. Uh-oh, now Italy is now on the anti-U.S. bandwagon, meaning that they will, in my opinion, be a part of BRICS as well. It's all coming together. Whenever someone says anti-Russian or anti-Iranian, that's basically what they're really saying is they're anti-U.S. Never before in the past would any other countries be doing what they're doing right now, and this is going to continue. Newly sworn-in prime minister is delivering his first speech to the Italian Senate, speaking about the government's need to reduce the country's huge public debt through growth, not austerity. Wait until the U.S. they're gonna now attack them, but all of the U.S.'s attacks are diluted globally, and they have no more relevance. Next article, got this one from Strategic Culture, and this is celebrity figurehead Senator Paul to hold hearing on unauthorized war's effect on federal spending. Celebrity figurehead Senator Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, announced today that on Wednesday tomorrow, June the 6th, I was like, wait a minute. He will be holding a hearing on the erroneous cost of the endless wars which continued to be fought under the 2001 Congressional Authorization Use of Military Force passed after 9/11. All of these things, NDAA, Patriot Act, Congressional Authorization of Use of Military Force, all of these are forms and tactics that the overall system uses against the people, okay? Very, 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 very important, and they make you pay for it, and they establish a tax base off of that. That is a tax base that is not put into ordinary terms. It is put into terms of greed.
Hey, David.
And, yes.
Didn't that article mention, I know, you know, we've been talking about it, or we mentioned on Tando about the Pentagon so-called losing $1 trillion, you know, no, you mm-hmm. didn't lose nothing, you misappropriated it. But didn't it, in that, if I recall correctly, I'm not on BTR community right now, but I was looking at the stories you were sharing. Didn't he say something about $26 trillion or auditing the Pentagon or something?
Yeah, it's the next article, $21 trillion, Scotty. Yes, it's it was the next article in that one. And I think he's going to bring that out tomorrow. But the $21 trillion is actually the next article that's going to be there, Scotty. So, yeah, it is. And it all goes hand in hand. Huge parts of this. And I got my man, Roz. You there in queue? What's going on, Roz? Think, Roz?
Hey, peace, my brother. My bad. I was muted. How's everything?
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
Hey, nothing. Just I was listening to you, but I knew you were talking, so I didn't want to interject. So that's why.
You always because if I'm not on the board, I can't see if you're there. So just if I'm talking, everybody could just say, "Hey, excuse me, Dave," and I'll go to you because I don't want to keep you all waiting. What's up, bro? How you feeling?
Hey, just tired. Long day. like Scotty said, you know, trying to maintain behind these enemy lines. I love that. I love when he says it because it's so true. But yeah, I'm good otherwise. How are you?
Man, fantastic. Likewise, been busy as I don't know what. You going to join us in what's in the news? Okay, cool. So what we're going to do, Rod, do you have everything up? We're down to the third one. Yeah.
I got it. No problem. This one is
and
from...
this is what Scotty was talking about, what Roz is about to read. Go ahead, yeah. Roz.
No problem. This one is from msutoday.msu.edu. So it says, MSU scholars find $21 trillion in unauthorized government spending. Defense Department to conduct first ever audit. Earlier this year, an MSU economist and his team found $21 trillion in unauthorized spending in the Departments of Defense and Housing and Urban Development. Now the Defense Department has announced it will conduct the first department-wide independent financial audit in its history. Now, I just find that interesting that in 2018, a country that's been in existence this long is doing an audit on its defense spending for the first time. So you know the criminals been running rampant from the very start of this nation. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
Right. And this is from MSU, is Michigan State University. This is an older article, but it's relevant because it's been pretty quiet, kept as how much they've actually found that was squandered. And this is all, see, supposedly by international law, you can only tax the people for what's owed and what's due. Let's say they create a highway, if they create a bridge, whatever it costs you to create that bridge, let's say it costs you $100 million to create that bridge, you can only tax the people up until $100 million or the overall cost to build that is paid off. Everything outside of that is now a part of exactions. It's an exaction. So that's how it's supposed to work, but does it work that way? No, no, no. So very, very important article. Go ahead, Ross.
No problem. So the next one is – oh, okay, there we go. The next one is from Reuters, and this one is entitled Mexico set to impose a 20% tariff on U.S. pork legs. Mexico will impose a 20% tariff on U.S. pork imports. Two industry officials with direct knowledge of the plan told Reuters on Monday, for the first time providing details of the country's retaliatory measures to U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum. So the ball is now rolling, and I see a lot more of this coming down the pike as things continue. And then once you add to that, like you were saying, all these people that are dropping the dollar and sending those debt notes back here, we're going to start to see the dollar, the effects of that on the dollar, I think, relatively in short order. I can't predict, but I'll just say in short order, I see it coming. But go ahead, Brother Dave. I know you want to speak on
that. Yeah, that's exactly it. This is now Mexico's retaliatory measures, and it's not just Mexico. All the countries. See, Mexico in the past would have never, ever retaliated. But now, since everybody is, that's because, remember when celebrity figurehead Donald Trump first came in, he said he's going to do away with NAFTA, they're going to pay for the wall and everything else, and he tried to bully and punk the celebrity figurehead president of Mexico. Well, what did Mexico do? And we posted it here. One of the first calls they made after Trump went ham in on him. Ham and is pork. These tariffs don't affect me. If I don't eat no pork, so these don't affect me. But anyway, what's the first thing that I think that Mexico did? Mexico called China, said, "Hey, we got massive amount of oil and resources. We got more natural resources than the U.S. Would you like to talk?" And what do you think China said? "Oh yeah. And we're going to hook you up with everybody else." So all of this is the underlying things, and this is the purge against the U.S. that's happening. So just wanted to say that, and we'll carry more of this. Go ahead, Roz. This is an important story right here.
Yes, it is. This is from Nothing But Crooks, and NBCNews.com. Hundreds of migrant kids separated from parents are stuck at the border. Border agents and child welfare workers are running out of space to shelter children who have been separated from their parents at the U.S. border as part of the Trump administration's new, quote, zero tolerance, unquote, policy towards the U.S., according to two U.S. officials and a document obtained by NBC News. So they basically have kidnapped all of these children from their parents, and they have so many of them, they have no place to put them. I really could see a lot of these children ending up in all kinds of crazy scenarios.
Yes.
Human trafficking, sex trade.
Yeah.
All of that stuff is like, I could just see this being like a breeding ground for that sort of stuff taking place. But go ahead, Brother Dave. I know you want to just speak to this too.
It's nothing more than a ring of pedophiles. And they're going to be, in my estimations, what they're doing is they're harvesting young people. Their energy, their organs, is so many things from their sadistic, satanic rituals that they follow, and this is all the setup. And this is the hidden hand. This is plausible deniability. This is how you do things. This is, and you wonder why the Roman Catholic Church was always preying on little boys and everything else, because this is the whole thing, is that they put certain celebrity figureheads in position because they can blackmail them, because they prefer people be pedophiles and have deviant behaviors that they can control those individuals. Now, this is a pool of talent for all of the ill will and the malevolent agenda of this whole economic, this whole system. That's what they're going to use these children for. And it's this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy agenda, as I always say. So this is huge. We probably will touch on this from Nothing But Criminal News. This is the pedophile rings. See, one of the things that the system wants, and this is why the Pope said, Brother Davis talked about, I believe, one or two Wednesdays ago, that homosexuality is okay. Because now what they're going to say is that's how they get to that's a pedophile move. because they've been involved in pedophilia. They've been, you know, molesting young children, young boys particularly. That's why they're trying to make that okay so that they can continue to do it, because they have an insatiable appetite towards it. So we'll check out that and do some things with that a little bit later. Go ahead, Ross.
Hey, no Dave, I got a I got a slavery abolitionist perspective, and this is where I'm coming from. Okay, first of all, on the sexual exploitation of children, not that long ago we reported on New Abolitionist Radio that children, and if you're under 18, I consider you a child, and even under 26, right, I consider you a child. But 18 for sure. If you're 17, 16, 15, 14, you're a child. There was a class action lawsuit by children held in Michigan prisons for rape, for them being raped, systematic rape. Down there in Texas, there was a black woman who worked for the corrections department who lost her job or got fired or quit. I can't remember exactly, but she blew the whistle on how they were sexually abusing, not just sexually abusing them, but starving the children, beating the children, raping the children. That just came out this year. This is not, you're not seeing this on your mainstream networks. This is not a priority for them to report. Now, getting to this story Ross just read to us. The first thing that came to my mind earlier today, one of my activist friends in Hawaii shared an article from 2017 where Donald Trump was calling for the building of more private prisons. Okay, immigrants, non-citizens of the U.S., are the majority population in privatized prisons. We do have Americans in them, but immigrants are the number one casualties of that. And when Ross was saying they're separating these children from their parents at the border and they're running out of resources, the first thing I said, hey, they plan this because this is now the perfect excuse to say we need to build more private prisons to house these children. Thank you.
Yep, exactly, Scotty. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. They need to build more private prisons. And I'm going to tell you, it's so deviant and diabolical with what it is. And I'm going to tell you something. If we don't recognize these things, it's just a matter of time before they affect your children and your overall families. It's not going to stop with just those that, you know, oh, that's them. No, them is you and you are them. So very, very important. Go ahead, Ross. And we'll cover this again.
The next one is from globalresearch.ca, and it says America is in a debt trap death spiral. The U.S. economy and its financial structures have never recovered from the great financial meltdown of 2008, despite the passage of 10 years. Yep, we never did recover from it. Go ahead.
Yep, no, that's exactly a self-explanatory. This Friday, I won't be on air. Actually, I have a seminar to do and clients to prepare for, so I won't have a show. Try to get some fill-ins and something else, or we may have to, Scotty may have to do it, Rosin may have to do it, or we have to replay another show. So just to let you all know, got prior requirements that I have to do, so just wanted to let you all know that. So because we usually cover stuff like this on Financial Friday. Go ahead, Ross.
No problem. So this one is from RT International. Russia to double gold extraction, becoming the world's second biggest producer. Major Russian gold mining companies are planning to almost double production. The increase could make Russia the world's second largest producer of the precious metal. The country is currently third in the global rating of gold miners after Australia and China. Now, this says a lot to me because I remember Scotty brought this up probably like a couple of weeks ago about, Africa having all of these gold deposits much more, much deeper, much more extensive than any of those countries. But, I mean, as a continent, and still they don't own anything. They're not in that top three. I think he said they weren't in the top 25. I think it was like the 25th country was an African country. So it's just saying that really when they partitioned Africa in the late 1800s, the same thing is going on. They've just found a better, more refined way to steal, and a lot of those leaders, so-called leaders on the continent, are just falling in line with the colonial masters' corruption in order to allow them to continue to bleed the continent dry. So this is pretty interesting. But go ahead, Brother Dave. I know you want to speak to this too.
Yeah, that was the show that we did talking about the significance of gold, what's happening there, and how that really affects. I would say, I believe it was last week. Go back and check that show out. Very, very, very important. We looked at the World Gold Organization, and it wasn't until, you know, most of all of the gold that's currently mined, there's gold that's in the ground that's not mined. Mm-hmm. But the largest gold mining deposits comes out of Africa. So they are actually taking out the overall money from the country and exporting it to outside of the continent. Doing it out of the continent, pulling it out of the continent and exporting it out of the continent. And this is critical, and we did a show on that a couple of Fridays ago. Check that out. Very, very good show. Go ahead, Raj. We'll cover that again as well.
So this one is from The Intercept, and it says, hidden horrors of zero tolerance, mass trials, and children taken from their parents. But now in federal courts like Morgan's, not only are parents finding themselves charged with the crime of quote-unquote illegal entry, but the government is breaking up families, sending children to detention centers, often hundreds of miles from their mothers and fathers or to distant foster homes. Now, what this really reminds me of is slavery, when they would just take the children, send them to a plantation across the country or to the Caribbean somewhere, or take a black male and tear him away from his wife and his children and send him someplace far away. And when you look at the prison industrial complex, when they toss people around from prison to prison, you might have gotten into a situation in New York City, but they'll send you to a prison all the way in Utah, and they bounce you around. This is just something that is a redux of the slavery era. And even when you look at Hurricane Katrina, you had many tens of thousands of people who actually were telling the rescuers where they had relatives and where they wished to be relocated, so they can get themselves set up and try and get back to some semblance of normalcy. And they were just plucking these black folks up and putting them in places. I remember I saw a documentary where a black sister who ended up in Utah, surrounded by nothing but white people, and it was the most uncomfortable thing to watch her try to acclimate herself to this city in Utah that had almost zero black people. She was the only black person probably for miles around that entire area, and she looked uncomfortable with the situation. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But go ahead, Brother Dave. This is real crazy. Well, that's just saying.
Yeah, we need to do one show about this, because this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason why you need to be prepared, because this is this is nothing more than concentration camps that are turning into slave and plantations and slave internment. And that's what the whole system has been. You know what? They've done it in Germany. They've done it in all different forms of it and throughout the whole world. They never stopped doing it. They just changed the face of it. They just changed the uniform. They just changed the overall language, and they just changed the overall people that they're doing. But they never, ever stop it, because this is what is actually funding their overall system of control and subjugation. This is by no mistake. This right here is the concentration camps of America. That's what they are. And this is what they've always been. This is what they've always... See, here, they try to give you a politically correct way to say that, hey, we're evil, and you're going to accept our evilness because we're going to put a different color on it. We're going to give it a different dressing. We're going to articulate it in the way that it doesn't sound the way that we've taught you to think that only one thing can be done this way. And the thing is that they tell you what to think. This is concentration. This is subjugation and enslavement at its purest form. This is why they have this. So that's, goes along with the other article, and we will do something about that. But go ahead, Roz. We're almost done. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So this one, I posted from Mint Press News. Grave warnings issued as Trump considers major escalation of U.S. military role in Yemen, and a horrifying development that international aid groups and independent critics warn could worsen what is already the world's most devastating humanitarian crisis. The Trump administration is reportedly considering a plan to greatly expand the U.S. military's role in Yemen in an effort to help Saudi-backed forces seize the country's main humanitarian aid port.
And I'm going to tell you, the whole role from the Gaza Strip to Iran and Israel, Syria, Yemen, all of that area is right now about to really, really take another level of military confrontation. The Pentagon is right now in planning with Israel because of what's been going on there. And I anticipate major, major military confrontation relatively soon. This is what they're talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be your daughters and your family and the sons of your families that are going to be the overall burden bearers of this war. So, and this is another reason why they're grabbing up all these children as well. So it is all being planned. So go ahead, Ross. Critical story.
So this one also I posted from Mint Press News. It's entitled, "The Panel of Independent Experts Ignores Israel's Abuses, Pushes for Venezuela Regime Change." Venezuela is in a vice grip of a deep crisis. This much was undeniable even prior to the release of a 400-page report by a dubious, in, quote-unquote, independent panel of experts at the Organization of American States. So it looks like they're trying to do a Libya in Venezuela, too. Yeah, they're in a bad way down there at this point. Go ahead, Brother Dave. I know you wanted to...
We need to learn from Venezuela because it's going to be coming here on steroids. And when it does, we're going to talk about this as well today in today's show and why we need to learn something from Hawaii. So let's go to the next one, Roz.
Sure. So this was also from Mint Press News as well. Israel is helping Saudi Arabia develop nuclear weapons. The Israeli government has begun selling the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia information on how to develop nuclear weapons, according to a senior official at the Israeli military organization IHLS, Israel's Homeland Security. Amid Doron, a senior nuclear commentator at the organization, which is partially funded by the United States, as usual. So basically they're saying that they're facilitating Saudi Arabia building up their nuclear armaments, which they're just going to use to terrorize places like Yemen. And man, this is just ratcheting up really bad. This is really, really ratcheting up. Go ahead, Dave. Let me shut my mouth and let you get it in.
No. You said it, and that's so true. And this is the war paradigm that's going to continue to escalate. Now. The whole thing, I think that you're going to see major, major military escalations coming relatively soon in that region, and it's going to engulf into World War III that will move into Global Nuclear War I. We've been talking about that and just wanted to let you know. Let's go to the next one, Ross.
Sure. So this one I posted from Fortune.com. Lava evaporates Hawaii's largest lake. Lava began seeping into 400-year-old Green Lake over the weekend. Today, it's gone. So I see this Hawaii thing. I see them evacuating people from all over that entire region just due to this activity. And it, like you said, it's completely unnatural. And I think there's a lot more to it than we might be fully aware of. But go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, and we're going to cover some of this as well. It's not really getting reported what's really going on in this situation, and you need to know because this is how things get actually put into motion from here on. So let's go to the next one, Roz.
Sure. So this one I posted from MSNBC, and it says UN wants Trump administration about violating human rights. The UN is warning the Trump administration about violating human rights with the new immigration policy. They are arguing that children should stay with their parents instead of being separated from them at the Mexican border. And I just said the UN is the lapdog pet of the US. Anything they warn the US about means nothing. They have no bite like a chihuahua with no teeth. And that's just my feeling with the UN. It's a joke. You know, it's almost like the Department of Justice when they come out with these reports on racism and all of this stuff. They just, to me, it's just a barometer for them to gauge how successful the system has been working. It has nothing to do with seeking justice for victims. And that would be the same case with the UN. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
Yep, you said it all, Raj. That's exactly, I fully agree. Go ahead, let's go to the next one.
No problem. So this one is from Reuters, and it says, U.S. senators demand answers from Facebook about users of privacy. Republican chairman of the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee and the top Democrat on the panel on Tuesday demanded that Facebook Inc. Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg answer questions about whether user privacy was compromised by information disclosed to at least 60 device manufacturers. And that's not it. They sent it to Amazon and a whole bunch of other places. I read in another article. So it's just a free-for-all of selling people information and getting people's attention in the attention economy. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
You've been had.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have known that Facebook was let me tell you, the system never gives you anything. It always takes everything away from you. That setup was put. And how you knew that they were involved in that, this is why I said we need to get off of it, we don't engage in this, because it was too popular. And it was too mechanical, but very few of us look at the nomenclature of subjugation and control, because we can't even identify it anymore. Can't even identify it. So that's what's happening there. And been saying it and asking and telling, hey, you need to know this to get out of the way for a long, long time. FedBook ain't free, y'all. It's costing you more than you can afford. So that's really what's up. Go ahead, Raj.
All right, so this is the last article. I posted it from Inverse. Earthquake scientists say it's time to start paying attention to Antarctica. The geologic structure and tectonic activity of East Antarctica has been relatively unknown. However, scientists revealed Monday in a quote, Nature Geoscience, unquote, that the cold continent does experience frequent earthquakes. This isn't because of an increase in earthquakes, but an increase in recording. So that seems to be another hotbed of earthquake activity. Hopefully they'll find out more of the history of that and how what's happening now as far as just the climate change and things like that is affecting this particular phenomenon. So I find that to be quite fascinating. Go ahead, Brother Gay. And that's the last
one for today. I agree with you. So that's what's in the news. Big Rise, thank you so much. Definitely hang around and jump in at any time that you wanted to jump in. And today's show is what we should be learning from Hawaii. Very, very, very important, because Hawaii is really a representation of some of the things that's going on. At any time you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Is the calling number. I'm looking on the board now. Let me check some of the chat room. I'll read some of the stuff that OG put, and then we'll get to it. So get going in today's show. We'd love to hear from you all. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. All right, today's show. And before we go into the commercial break, we got some time. Today's show is what we should be learning from Hawaii going forward. It's not only Hawaii, it's everything else that's been happening. Hawaii has got some attention, but they're not really reporting a lot of the significant stuff in Hawaii, because here's why, ladies and gentlemen, is because Hawaii is the perfect example of how when the crap hits the fan, the overall mainstream media, the government, and the overall controlling factors lull you to sleep, not even to notice it. Everyone that's being directly harmed by this volcanism and the earthquakes that's happening and the seismic activities that's happening on the Big Island, but it's not just the Big Island, it's going to be everywhere. They are in a critical, critical situation. And now that critical, critical situation is only getting progressively worse. One of the tactics that's happened here in the U.S. is that they don't allow the news coverage of what they want to continue to happen, so you'll never even know. Why is that so important? There's going to be some major, major crisis going on in the U.S., and you won't even know about it until it directly affects you. because they don't want people to prepare. They don't want people independently thinking. They don't want people to be self-reliant and self-determined. And this is a tactic. And we're not really paying attention to the tactic. Same thing with Hurricane Harvey. Same thing with Hurricane Katrina. Same thing with the L.A. riots. The L.A. riots was the last major, major American event that had blanket coverage. After that, the Warren Commissioner says no more news coverage. But that wasn't the Warren Commission. That was the system. And they knew that they had to get rid of getting you information. So what did they do? They took advantage of a situation and allowed it to explode so they can use it and methodize it to their objective. They wanted to say, and then what they came with the plausible deniability is they said that during the L.A. riots, the news coverage is what spread the riots. That, you see how they double play? And they tell you what to think. And whenever you think the way that they tell you, believe me, that you're not thinking for yourself. You're actually facilitating their agenda. And it's one of the ways that they got rid of the only profession within the erroneous Bill of Rights that's mentioned, the freedom of the press. The press ain't free no more. In my opinion, it never was, because it was the most important and significant tool, method created ever. Because by that overall printing press, they were able to subjugate the world. They were able to get their overall agenda and message out. And everyone bought it hook, line, and sinker. And now, Hawaii. I want to talk about Hurricane Katrina, Harvey, and Hawaii. Here's the significance about it. Is that everything that comes out of there is completely watered down to maintain the agenda. What they always tell is that don't panic. Because basically what they're doing is they're lulling you to sleep. It's like they're hypnotizing everyone. And the hypnotism that they put everyone under is so strong people can't break it. They enjoy it. They want it. And they zombietize themselves to walk right into it. We haven't really thought for ourselves in a very, very, very long time. And it's very, very important that we know these things. Because if you don't know these things, you will continue to be hypnotized. You will continue to be under their overall spell. You'll never, ever know how to cure yourself. You'll never go to the tree of knowledge of good and evil and partake of it to break the overall spell of you being ignorant to it all. Because we're zombietized in a catatonic state of subjugation and enslavement. Think about what you hear in people's speeches. Well, I don't want to, you know, it's blatant servitude. Cowardice, servitude. And it's people's choice. So in order to get people to do that, you have to do what? You have to deceive them and trick them into accepting what you want them to accept. And this is why they come up with the letter of the law. And Hawaii is very, very significant. Katrina was significant. Harvey was significant because it had headlines, real small blurs of headlines. And those small blurs of headlines is not giving you any real relevant truth as to the urgency of preparing and everything else. What it does is it gets you to desensitize yourself, not only to the event, but more importantly, it gets you to desensitize yourself to human nature. So what? I don't care. Somebody else is supposed to take care of that. I didn't know it was that bad. The whole Big Island is on fire. How the heck you can think that it ain't bad? It's lava. And now people are being cut off. Their escape routes are being cut off. The health hazards that's going to come from that. And guess what? Kilauea ain't done. The lava is making its way to the ocean. And all this is being, we've been more than sedated.
Hey,
we've
Dave,
been, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, check the chat room for me, but I just want to say, I looked into when you were talking about, I forgot the correct technical term for it, but you was talking about if certain things happen with this volcano, that it could slide off into the ocean and cause a tsunami,
yeah,
which I think is why they had those tsunami things. I think that the U.S. military knew that this volcano was about to do what it was going to do before everybody else did. And that's
yeah,
why they set up that tsunami response exercise. But
an operation.
Yeah, yeah. So I looked into that, man, and that's a very real possibility, man, if this thing don't calm down.
Yes, I saw the Scotty, where you got to go? I got you. Yes, and that's why when Kilauea went off, the day it went off, went on the show and said, "Hey, they're setting this thing up for a tsunami." Lo and behold, it was weeks later that they talked about this. It's not that we're a prophet or but I just know how these people work and what they're really trying to do, and so. And there's a whole lot more to it that Scotty and I are trying to vet ourselves at what's going on there with fracking and everything else. All of this is man-made and is man-intended for an agenda of somebody. And this whole thing with this tsunami with Kilauea is so critical, and they have the great plausible deniability. In the overall Navy's operational training for a tsunami, this is how you can actually get the necessary equipment in place, in the ocean, in the ground, to do it. To further, because it may not... See, one of the things about nature is that it always doesn't cooperate with man. And even though they have the technology to do certain things, it doesn't always work, because the Earth is a living being. It's a living entity. But see, the system has taught us to think that we're the only living entity that really matters, and we got dominion over the birds and all this other stuff. That is just nothing more than a discriminating agenda so that you will desensitize yourself to all things that are we don't even recognize the Earth as a living being. Why? Because we think we own everything. We have a sense of entitlement. Because that's what the system has taught us. And this overall Kilauea and Hawaii situation is huge. Let me tell you, the earthquake in Haiti was, in my opinion, was not natural. Why? Because the Navy was there training for a third world country to have a major earthquake in a human catastrophe of epic proportions, and they were there, and they were training for that to happen, and all of a sudden, boom, the earthquake happened because they triggered it. And they triggered it because of the gold that was there, that's there in Haiti and everything else. Move people off the land, you could get the resources. In this situation, it's very, very possible as this lava moves towards the ocean that the overall slide could happen where a portion of of the Big Island slides into the water. And when it does that, the water displacement from that is going to be a tsunami like never before. And then coupled with if there's a seismic activity, earthquakes, which has been happening there, and it causes the sea floor to rise or to drop, the tsunami that can happen from that is going to be great. And guess where it's going to target? The western portion of this hemisphere, all the way down to South America, all the way up possibly, who knows, up into Alaska. And at certain portions, depending on how everything works out, you can have a tsunami of over 100 feet hitting California. That would say, you would say, wow, that's, see, and we think everything in movie terms. Let me tell you what happens if that happens. It don't matter if you on dry land in the United States, California or the Western Hemisphere get taken out, your quality of life, those in California may actually be consumed quickly, but you'll have an agonizing slow death because of it. The country would never, ever recover from that. Everything would immediately change. What you knew about life before will never be anymore. All infrastructure would break down, and it just will be a perpetual slide back into the ocean. Gone. Because you've seen the power of a tsunami. Imagine the power of a tsunami that has a tsunami that's over 100 feet. The tsunami wall that's over 100 feet, striking all of the Western Hemisphere, not one city, not one island, the whole hemisphere. And what's critical about this is how the system works. They do things methodically and slowly. They move with the purpose of lava, slow burning but unstoppable. It's a matter of time before they consume you all. You can outrun lava, but you can't outpace it. Because when it consumes something, it continues to consume something, the only thing that's going to stop that is if the lava stops flowing. So the critical part about, I want to get into some things, what we need to be learning from Hawaii. And see, there are going to be events that's going to affect you, just like people are being affected in Hawaii. And the rest of the country is not going to know. They're going to know about it. They're going to just desensitize. They've already, everybody's been so desensitized. No one's going to come to your aid. No one is going to think it's significant. Oh, everything is humba humba. And before you know it, it's got you. And I got to give it to them. This system is running very, very efficiently and effectively. This is a major, major, major event, but it doesn't have the overall attention nor the call to assist the people that happen to live on the island at all. When have you heard about people trying to help? When is the collective prudence of the people to help Hawaii? You know what our overall thinking is? That's the government's job. That's because that's our slave mentality talking and thinking. Waiting for somebody else to do. You wait for the authorities to do something. You wait for the authorities to tell you when to cry and when to pay. When to obey, when to protest. And believe me, they got it so mechanized that they tell you in all phases what you're to do in your life, and we zombieize ourselves like the walking dead and do it every day. And because it's not coming the way that we thought it would come, we don't even recognize a calamity when we see it anymore. Because we're so short-sighted. We only react to things. We don't prepare and prevent things from happening. This is why all of these things are going to duly consume us all. Because there's always another event coming after this one. I don't know how big this thing is going to be, but I know the potential of it, and there's nowhere in the world. There are people in on the Big Island that are completely trapped now. Should they have left and all this other stuff? Yeah, yeah, but see, here's the thing. We can say, yeah, they should have left and everything else, and I can easily say this. Well, you should have prepared. Should they have prepared? Absolutely. Should you be preparing for what's coming in the future? Absolutely. Because you could say that on Kilauea, you knew that that volcano could happen, yes, and you knew this economy could collapse. Are you preparing? You knew that World War III could start. Are you preparing? You knew that global nuclear war is on the thresholds. Are you preparing? No, what you do say is that, oh, this is all just, I don't need to do that. I don't need to pay no attention. That's not going to happen. It's like, nah, that's just all kind of craziness. And then first thing that something happens, first thing we do is ask for help. We got to prevent ourselves from being exposed to this stuff. The only way we could do that is not to participate in the system. And it's a very, very important lesson that we need to be learning from Hawaii. The sun may shine today is beautiful, but the lava is underground boiling over, waiting to erupt. And I'm saying that not just from the literal terms of Hawaii, but figuratively, this is how our whole lives, and we're all sitting on the bomb. And we don't even hear it ticking anymore. It's ticking, but we're deaf, dumb, and blind to it all. And at the appropriate time, they're going to pull it. And when they pull it, they're going to pull it real slow, so it collapses real slow. And these are the reasons why we need to be preparing. And Hawaii is a really, really important piece as to what is really ailing us in our thinking. Yes, you listen to Tando Radio Show. You may have adjusted and said, yes, we're going to do this and do that. But you have to also remember something. There are many people that aren't doing anything, even though that they know that they should. And they turn that overall connection, that spiritual connection, to that warning. Animals don't turn that stuff off. Because animals are wise while people are stupid and dumb. They need smart devices to tell them. That's programmed to tell them, you should run now. And believe me, they're going to send you a message on your phone. You should run now. But you can't outrun it. It's too late. You're stuck here for the rest of your life because you just couldn't figure it out. So listen, when we come back, we're going to take a quick verbal break, and then we're going to come back to Tando Radio Show and pick back up. I wanted to jump in Hawaii. You're listening to Tando Radio Show that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to take this verbal commercial break, and then we're going to get right back into it. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056. Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Okay, so that was our verbal break, and we're going to jump back into the show. And I'm going to tell y'all, man, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. I'm going to tell you, doing a show for 2 hours by yourself, I tell you, it's a lot. It ain't, you know, it's a lot. So if you have any questions or comments, definitely jump in. So here's one of the significant things about Hawaii that we're not looking at. We don't see as a threat. We're not heeding the warning. We're not picking up on the energy that's telling us, don't trust it, don't believe it, something is up. While the animals have already vacated and said, I'm getting out the way. the foolish wise starts the barbecue. And I say the foolish wise because we think we wise when we're foolish. In Hawaii, there was an article that I posted yesterday. Let me pull it up real quick. And when you're not prepared, you're scared. And when you're scared because you're not prepared. That's my litmus test with people. If you call in and you say something and you're scared, I know why you're scared, because you ain't prepared. That's why. Because prepared people ain't scared. That's not a that's a really a fact. Because prepared people are, oh, shoot, all right, let me take care of this. How do I mitigate that? Cool. Yep, I'm good. Dang, this is messed up. Yep, I see this is coming. And they do something about what they know. And why this is so significant, Hawaii is going to teach us another important lesson that we didn't learn during Hurricane Katrina, Harvey, Maria, all the other wars, and most people aren't learning it now, but there are a few that will pick up, and I'm only really doing this for the few to pick up. Hopefully that few will include you. Hopefully it will. In Hawaii, and it's not just Hawaii, there's volcanism that's happening all over the planet. And I don't know if it's because of celestial changes, very well could be, or intentionally triggered by man, very well could be. All things are possible and plausible. But one of the things that I want to hit is that there's an article, Hawaii Volcano Eruption, Scientists Alarm as Drone Reveals Massive Cracks in Kilauea. It was an article that I posted yesterday. It was very, very significant. Pick that up. But there was another one. It's very, very relevant. And it speaks of, Rise posted one about Guatemala. Guatemala, Kilauea, look at the line they're on, y'all. Look at the line. Something is up. Either way, you need to be prepared for it anyhow. But there's an article I posted. Let me find it real quick. Here we go. All right, here it is. And it was a YouTube I posted. And the YouTube that I posted was of, let me play it real quick. Let me just find it. I had it, and then I lost it, y'all. I'm going to pull it back up real quick. And it's, here it is. Here we go. Okay, that's it. I want you to listen to this. And let me just get staged here. Play this. And it's about 2 minutes. And I would ask you to read between the lines and read the frequency that is so, so important. Okay? So I'm going to set it up. And then we're going to get into it because I think it speaks volumes. And this comes from Criminal Broadcast Station, commonly referred to as CBS. So let me just set it up real quick. And
the volcano is spreading to new areas and residents are reaching their boiling point. A man was arrested after pulling a gun on a neighbor and shooting it yesterday during an argument.
Scientists say the lava flow is getting hotter, more fluid, and faster, covering about 6 football fields in an hour. During the 4-week crisis, molten rock has spread across a 4.5 square mile base of the Big Island. That's more than 3 times the area of New York Central Park. Carter Evans is in Pahoa, Hawaii, where some residents are ignoring evacuation orders. Carter, good morning.
Good morning. Take a look at this explosion
of lava behind me. A fountain this size creates rivers of molten rock. Those can block roads, leaving people who refuse to evacuate with no clear way out. As huge amounts of lava continue to spread, new aerial video shows how it's forming channels in the hardened rock, and it's moving fast, according to geologist Scott Rowland.
It's a self-made lava channel. The sides solidify, and then the part in the middle continues to flow, and those channels are very efficient.
The lava flows are unrelenting and unpredictable. To give you an idea of how close these eruptions are coming to people's homes, this is a fountain of lava that's probably 100 feet tall, and it's right up on someone's backyard. Ongoing tensions at Lonnie Estates may have contributed to this shooting incident Tuesday. 61-year-old John Hubbard is now under arrest, accused of opening fire and allegedly assaulting a neighbor who came to check on his property. The victim was injured but was not shot.
Stress is high, anxiety is high. They see strange people in their subdivision, and they're trying to protect stuff.
And the crisis continues. Lava has already overrun the main road, Highway 132, leaving people in about 500 homes and vacation rentals with just one escape route left. If the flows cross Highway 137, there would be no way out. Workers have started to dig out a new evacuation route, but that could take weeks. And now two military helicopters are on standby.
They can evacuate about 45 people at a time.
You're just trying to keep it from getting to that point.
Absolutely. We don't want that to happen.
The danger is real. The number of homes destroyed jumped from 41 this week to more than 70. Now, authorities say it's natural for people to want to stay in their homes until the very last minute. But they also say for those in affected communities, that last minute is now. Gail?
Got to pay attention to what they're saying. Thank you very much, Carter Evans, reporting from Hawaii.
Lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is spreading to new areas and
Got to pay attention to what they're saying, is what Gail said. They always tell you. And what's significant about this is that we look at people in Hawaii and say, oh, they should be doing this and doing that. But we don't even realize that we're surrounded by lava ourselves and the overall staged threats and the staged events that's being played out. Significant, if the lava moves to Highway 137, that means that everyone that's there is now trapped. And they would need to have someone to rescue them. And how did that play out in Katrina? How did that play out in Maria? How did that play out in Harvey? How does that always play out? How do we always find ourselves in this position? And this one, if it slides, and the overall channels that this lava is making and moving is destabilizing everything. I know we got a caller in queue. We'll go back to it. But this is a clear example of not being properly prepared. If you live on a big island and you know that the biggest threat that you have is this overall, and you choose to live there, how can you ever get trapped? You get trapped because you took for granted that it had never happened, because it didn't happen yesterday. Well, yesterday is gone. And just like all of the threats that are around us, the overall perpetual demise and move towards global paradigm shift and the purge of the U.S., oh, that lava is flowing and is coming out of all orifices. New volcanoes and ruptures are being formed, and it's all happening. You need to be ready for it. And there was something significant that happened in this whole thing that I want to bring to your attention, because you have to learn from it and be aware of it. Very, very important. But we got a caller in queue. I'll go to it after the caller. Welcome, caller out of ATL. You're on Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Hey Dave, this is Rob out of Atlanta.
What up, Rob? How you feeling, man?
Good, good. I know doing my just traveling throughout the country. There's a particular area in the Seattle suburb areas that there were signs posted everywhere letting everybody know that, hey, this town is on top of a volcano. You think that from the eruption from there, since it's still west coast, it's upper northwest, the northwestern of the United States, but you think that mm-hmm. could affect it, and people are, you know, kind of preparing for that. I've been actually searching for that online to see if there's a like a preparedness group up there that's ready for that. I don't know if, you know, the volcano in Hawaii could trigger something in the ones in Mount St. Helens and that area up there in the little Seattle suburb type area. You think that could have an effect on that as well?
You know, what I do know is that I'm not really keen on volcanism. But what I do always post is I post something inside of a Tando radio show from Dutch Sense, and you can find them on YouTube. Dutch Sense does some great, great work with seismic activity and some volcanism. But I think it's significant. Now, when we talk about tectonic plates and how they start to move and everything else, and I'm going to just say this, in today's world, if the system wants, if there's a human decision that's made to disrupt Mount St. Helens or anything else, could they do it? Absolutely. Would they do it? Absolutely. I don't know. Tectonic plates, I don't know much about that type of stuff, but I do know that pressure being relieved at one spot is putting pressure on somewhere else, especially in the seismic activity area. So, you know, right now Guatemala went, I don't know if it was natural or man-made or how it all works together, but if you do have that as a threat in your area, you got to have a plan for that if something goes right or wrong. Because, you know, we think it's so relevant to have a – if you live in California, someone says, hey, man, you need an earthquake preparedness. You say, yeah, that's true. See, we buy into what we want to buy into. Okay, Scotty, I see you. And is very critical. I don't know, Rob, if that it could be. I definitely think all of this stuff is connected and tied in. How it is done, because I know when seismic activity happens, is that it creates so much pressure, then it expands, dissipates that pressure in all different directions, and now it may put, you know, actual pressure on something else. So. I'm not aware of what's in the region. I know there's Mount, I forget the mounts that are in Washington. I know Washington is very seismic and has volcanism as well. So all of the West Coast really, really does. So all of that should definitely have a plan for it. Great call, brother. Now, one of the things I want to do is I want to, you heard in that what we just played, how the neighbor was arguing with his other neighbor, pulled out a gun, and I posted it inside the Tando radio show. Look at the YouTube video. He points the gun at the guy. First, he takes the gun, points it over his head, and squeeze the trigger. What is this happening? Let me tell you something. When people get in dire straits, when stress takes over, people go from civilized to feral very, very quickly. And I've been saying that. And this is an example of that. Depending on what the overall threat is and who's there, depends on how people are going to respond to it. When people lose it, they lose it. And there's no way in the world that in that time, all those people should be working together. Then he points the gun at the guy and shoots again over his head and everything else. Imagine when all, and I'm going to go to Scotty in a minute. He said, I saw it on Twitter. Imagine this is the anatomy of crisis. Your neighbor becomes your biggest threat And this is another example of that. And I'm going to tell y'all, for what's coming down the pipe, learn from Venezuela. You know, some people laugh when I said, yo, these young people, the kids that are around now, they're going to be a huge threat because they're going to be running around like roving gangs and mobs. When the music stops, y'all, everybody's going to be rushing for a chair. And we didn't even realize that musical chairs was a psychological game for us to invoke force to get ours against someone else. There was nothing about musical chairs that was beneficial. It was the few fighting for the little resource of one chair just to sit down. And what did you do in musical chairs? You would knock everybody down to get that seat. It actually indoctrinated our youngs to be the bullies of crises of the future. We don't even look at it that way. Because we think everything that the school has for our children, because it's the best thing for them, they got to get an education. Yeah, they do. Every slave has to be educated as to how to run the plantation. So, my man Scotty said he got something. He had a comment about that. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. So, when I first saw that, it was stated that the young person, white person, was actually going to check on his neighbor, the older white person with the gun. Now, of course, mm-hmm. the younger white person could have been lying, and he could have been seeing if anybody was home and any valuables. Mm-hmm. I don't know mm-hmm. that. But I viewed it through the lens, and you talked about education. You know, when I first got on the island back in 87, I put myself in a position I should have never put myself in and ended up basically being kidnapped for a few hours by some natives of Hawaii. Who educated me on my status as a slave of the U.S. military occupying their homeland, okay? And they let me go without harming me, and I took that education to heart, okay? And so anyway, when I first saw that, I was looking at it through the lens of the Aboriginal people who first landed on that island, in that these white men and this violence we're seeing is the same violence they use to kidnap yeah. the queen of the kingdom of Hawaii, force her to sign some documents, turning it over, making it a colony of the United States. And Senator Bob Dole had a role in that. You know, the whole Dole food company and all of that.
The whole Dole family,
right? Yeah, they had a role in the colonization and the kidnapping of the queen and the subjugation of the Hawaiian people. So I said, hey, he just acting like the same white men that came there with guns and did what they did. Those are my comments on that day, because, you know, he thinks he bought something, but you received stolen property, in my opinion. So I don't have no sympathy for that.
Exactly, Scotty. How can you buy what was never yours, which was taken, stolen by force and by fear? It's the exact same thing in Israel. It's the exact same situation in Israel. That was taken by that whole, the islands was taken by force, fear, and under duress. And once you do that, you never have a moral right to that land, because you didn't integrate yourself into that morally. So in that case, the overall island should always be returned to the rightful inhabitants that were wronged in that whole occupation. So that's definitely a part of, and that's what they teach, and they teach us to act just like them. This is why having idol worship of the military and nationalism is nothing more than a sociopathic mindset, and how crazy are we to engage in nationalism? Nationalism means that you take by force and fear, and you have blind allegiance. You listen to their oath. You take an oath of death. They try to get you to look at it where the overall order is God, and the God that they're talking about is them, country. That's the overall contractual establishment and corporation that they've, and family. And let me tell you something. It's not their family that they're teaching you to revere. The family that they're teaching you to revere are the overall families that have set up the foundations, the founders of the contracts. And this is why they teach you to be stiff. This is why they teach you don't think, just obey, become robotic, and we don't even see that. Listen to their testimony. I pledge allegiance. How stupid are we? How moral corrupt, and how much abatement have we had of our own talents and gifts that were given to us by the great Creator, that we would squander ourselves in such a way, that we would perform such childish and immature and selfish acts of violence against one another? That overall national anthem is a pledge of violence. Not only to threatening others, but you actually kill yourself in that whole pledge. And we don't get it, because we repeat what they taught us to repeat, so they never ever have to answer for what they do. We make every excuse for them, as every good slave does. In that whole thing, in that event that happened in Hawaii, and what's happening in Hawaii is a constant reminder as to why you need to be prepared, and why how many people around you aren't prepared. And when things go awry, let me tell you, you hear me say this all the time, you're yo-yo, you're on your own. Ain't nobody coming to save you. Who's assisting those in Hawaii right now? They probably are. But now you're having a major, major event that's happening, and the lava's flowing, and people are going to be trapped and everything else. Put you to sleep. See, Hawaii today is Michigan tomorrow. It's Michigan tomorrow, and then 2 weeks, 3 days is New York, it's Texas, it's California, it's Florida, it's Georgia, it's Wisconsin, it's Mexico, it's Canada. It's China, it's Russia, it's Zimbabwe, it's Grenada, Botswana, Djibouti,
the whole damn
Syria.
Planet.
Exactly.
Hey, Dave, if I may, man,
because
you're making
like
a,
lava.
You're making a very important point. Vietnam. So this Vietnam veteran on Facebook sent me a friend request, so I checked out his profile. So, and I'm not trying to take away from the Hawaii, but the point that you were making before that. And this dude in a fucking wheelchair, excuse my language, he in a wheelchair from Vietnam.
Right.
And he on there talking trash about players kneeling during the flag. So I commented on, and all of these white people giving him kudos and thank you for your service and all this crap. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, you were in the Vietnam War. So was my father. So was one of my uncles. So was one of my second cousins, who won't even talk about the horrors that he witnessed in Vietnam. And I said, did you volunteer for Vietnam, or did they draft your ass and force you to fight with the threat of prison? I'm like, man, You too old to still be brainwashed,
yeah, naive,
by this
brainwashed
crap.
Right.
That's all day.
But Scotty, and to, you're absolutely right. And then here's this. You lost your legs in vain. You lost everything. And you willfully gave it up for a facade and a mirage. Not truth. You lost it all. You lost your legs. And so many people lost their lives, their mental health, which he obviously has lost, his physical health, and so many other things, because you were played. You were fraudulently manipulated into fighting someone else's battles, giving up everything you have so that someone else could gain from it. And those that really gained from those war did not share a down thing with you. Sent you home in a wheelchair, gave you a uniform, gave you a piece of paper, gave you a day where they played some music and everything else and said they honored you. How much honor did they really have for you when they created a war and made you fight it? They caused a fight and made you fight the battle. And I hate to say it, because I was in the military and I was naive when I was young too. But at some point, the mind has to go from being immature to being mature, to being able to discern a lie from the truth and from a malevolent agenda to one that's benevolent. See, that overall, those individuals are benevolent themselves, and they think that they are getting something, and they got exactly what they deserve. Because they're the same way. There was nothing that the system lost. The system gained everything, and you lost your legs. You lost your sanity. You lost a significant part of your talents. Your legs are a part of your overall talents and your intrinsic value as to what you can produce and what you can build and what you can do with your legs, and you don't have them anymore. But you've been nullified by 35-45%. And you glorify it. This is why the next war will be waged, and there will be fools that will march to the battlefield, and they will get the exact same treatment that you got. Kissinger. Ask Kissinger what he thinks about you with your lost legs and all the soldiers that have gone before you and all the ones that will. And see, let me tell you about those individuals. The only way that they deal with every problem is by violence. They don't think rationally about a darn thing. And I'm speaking this way because I hate that you lost your legs for nothing. There was nothing gained. There was nothing accomplished. The outcome was already determined. The war was fixed. All of them are fixed. All the wars are bankers' wars. Get a clue, y'all, those that were in the military, those that were in the Marine Corps, get a clue what Smedley Butler was talking about. Start thinking on your own instead of following orders. Following an order is blind faith, and blind faith always is the first step to genocide. You're going to lose your legs. You're going to lose your mental stability. Because once you go to war, that person that went to war before they got there and once they arrived, the person that was before that time is now no longer. That person is gone. You can never go back. Can never go back. Listen, we got to get ready to go to another commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay.
And, yes, go ahead, Ross.
But didn't you say it was Henry Kissinger who referred to the military as his dogs?
Yep.
Now,
soldiers
that
are,
guy that
are
Scotty
dogs.
Was talking about sounds exactly like the mindless numbnut that Kissinger would have described when making a statement like that. And
yep.
what you were talking about really just is a form of mind control and brainwashing. And it kind of reminds me of something. I remember there's actually a video of this on YouTube. There was a sister named Asiba Tupahache. She's from the Matinacoc tribe on Long Island. And Dr. Bennett actually helped her tribe get recognized by the United States government as no longer being extinct. And she, in the video, she was presenting him with gifts from her tribe, thanking him for the work that he had done with them to facilitate them being recognized. And one thing that he had said was the most staunch opponents to everything that he was doing were other black people when he was going through this process with them. And he had to like literally explain to them who she was, because she was speaking about her people but talking about herself as if she was extinct. That's how much she says this about herself when she's speaking to him before she presents the gifts to him, that they had her so conditioned that it was Dr. Ben who said, "Do you realize that you're the people you're talking about?" And it dawned on her like, oh, we're not extinct. I'm not extinct. I exist. My family exists. And it was just that switch where someone was able to help her recognize the brainwashing. And she started to make those moves to facilitate making sure that the government recognized her people, the Matinacoc people, were not extinct. And he was a big part of that. But again, one thing that he had discussed when he was discussing his relationship with her, because they knew each other for quite a long time before he passed away, was the fact that his staunchest opponents were people who looked like him and her. So there is the brainwashing,
yep,
again, you know, and it's just something that manifests.
And mental illness.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's really sad, but it's the way the system works. That's the way it's. I mean, it functions at its optimum when we behave in those manners, because that means that they have us under firm control. They know
exactly
everything we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And all they do is just play the Hegelian dialectic over and over and over. And some people catch it, like us and other folks who listen to this show and who actually do their due diligence. But the vast majority of people don't. That's why they keep doing the same thing. It works. And it works not just here. It works everywhere. That's why they've been successful everywhere. And with that, I'll mute my line. Great show, good brother.
Yep. Yep, yep. Let me just say this real quick. Here's a quote. Henry Kissinger. Military men. And I'm going to say this. Military men and military women. I'm adding that. Military men is what he said. I'm adding military women. And I'm going to add one more. Military children are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. So, if you're going to celebrate where someone as a minion can massage, materialize a military conflict, an outbreak, and send you to it, They can create, they can declare wars that they don't have to fight. There's the reason why I say that. And this is the nomenclature of our demise. And if part of being civil is this, and I would say being civil means accepting your foolish behavior and propagating and teaching it to your heirs. It's all a part of how this whole thing is set up. And one of the things that I think is very significant, and I got knocked out of the chat room. Let me just log back in. One of the things, so if you have a question or comment, definitely make it known. One of the things that I think is very, very significant about this whole thing is that Hawaii is teaching us another lesson that hopefully we won't ignore. And what it's showing us is how people respond and how people act during the crisis. And I don't think there's a coincidence of things. I think that everything is a conspiracy agenda. And I say everything because of this. It doesn't matter if the system didn't happen to do this thing or that. Now, they've done so much, it don't matter. Blame them for everything because it's just that important, it's just that urgent that we run from this system as fast and as quickly as we possibly can. And why is it significant? Because as this man was shooting at the neighbor, regardless of what it was for, I don't know the whole full story, but looking at the body language and everything else, it was more stress related because if he really wanted to shoot the man, he could have. He was standing right in front of him, and he purposely shot over him. See, under that stressful, and if you listen to what's happening, is that this system puts so much stress on people that it makes them snap. Because we're not rational anymore. We don't think our way through problems. We get blindsided by the events. And we ignore what we should be paying attention to. Because looking at it makes me nervous, makes me scared. Makes me, I don't want to deal with that. I don't think that's going to happen, when the reality is you don't even know that you're being set up something or another. Yeah, go ahead, Ross.
Thanks for letting me time in again. I was going to say, I wonder how many people they would be able to recruit for the military if you had like a large portrait of Henry Kissinger with a big smile on his face and that quote. And I think that is a quote we can use when talking to our relatives who might be thinking of potentially going into the military. And if you're having a discussion with them as to why not, I think that quote that you just read is impeccable as far as letting them understand that they're just cannon fodder for these people. They don't even think of them as human beings. Also, because I did get to see the clip on the news, they showed it too. And to me, what that looked like you said, it looked like it was stress because, yeah, it would have been point blank range to the face if that's what he really wanted to do. The guy literally was feet away, like you said. But to me, one thing I took away from that is while everyone's watching, you know, Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, and it's glorifying and glamorizing what an apocalypse would be like. What that news footage showed was what an apocalypse would really look like, where you just don't know where the bullet's coming from. And like you said, it could be a next-door neighbor you knew for years. And that crisis situation triggers off just a fight-or-flight response, and this person has a firearm, and they're in the throes of a fight-or-flight response. And you might be the recipient of hot lead, and they might not even really mean to shoot you. It's just that they're stressed out. They're in a situation where it's life or death. You know, like they were talking about the lava.
They're unprepared for the situation.
Exactly. And what I think is that should be a good sign of harbingers of doom to come here. Because here, it's, you know, that dude, I think he had like a small handgun. these guys is running around with AKs and AR-15s and all kinds of good stuff. So imagine them in stress situations and able to cut down a whole block with a street sweeper. So to me, what I'm thinking of when I saw that was The Walking Dead is playing with your mind. When you see somebody who goes from normal to feral, in those throws, like what you described in the footage, it's a whole nother animal, and it's, you're not able to talk people down. Like I've always said, emotional states are states of trance, and you have to catch them early. And the best way to do so is through the breath. And there's a few other methods too, but ultimately, you know, they're states of trance. So once you allow yourself to fall into that anxiety, high stress, fight or flight, then you're physically capable of anything with no control over conscious, you know, intellectual control.
Rationalization, exactly.
Exactly. So with that, I'll mute myself, but I just had to comment on that.
Ross, before you go,
think about that.
Ross, before you mute yourself, going back to what you said, what if they was using Henry Kissinger on a poster saying Uncle Kissinger wants you? What would the recruiting be like? Okay.
Yeah, right, Scott.
So why do you think then that there's such a controversy over keeping that national ritual at these pro football games? That's part of recruitment, man.
Absolutely.
That's part of the propaganda. Exactly, Scotty.
I thought about
exactly.
It. As this show was playing, I thought about how many times in elementary school we would stand up every morning, first thing in the morning, hand over our hearts, saying that darn thing. And then it made me think, because I don't know if anyone has seen, there's a series, there's actually a book that Dr. Welson had recommended shortly before she passed called The Handmaid's Tale. And it basically is what America would be if Germany won the war and Americans basically were speaking German. Half of the continent belonged to Japan. The other half belonged to the Germans.
That's a TV series now.
Say it again?
That's a TV series now, The Handmaid Tales.
Yes, I'm actually getting through the second season. But one thing I remember watching that series was when they showed the children pledging allegiance every morning. And I'm like, America is Germany. And if you think
Germany
about
is
it,
America.
Yeah, exactly, Dave.
All of those
Nazi is not a political organization. It's a cult that was actually begotten by Manifest Destiny.
Oh, please let me share this book title with y'all, because I've been tweeting about that. I said, how did Nazi become the standard bearer or the symbol of evil when the Nazis came to America to study the eugenics program? Let me pull up this book title right quick, and I'm going to order this book and try to interview the author. Go ahead, Dave, while I find it.
You know, hold on, Roz, real quick, because this is going to make the point that you're making. Listen, I put a quote in Tando's radio shows, and this has everything to do with what we're seeing with Hawaii acting and everything else, is how people are going to act as things go awry. So don't tell me that there's not going to be roving gangs of kids running around mobbing everywhere, because there is. You just can't see it because you don't want to face that reality of how destabilizing things would be, because your butt's not prepared. Check this out. Smedley Butler said this: war is a racket. This is his quote. Smedley Butler. And if you don't know who Smedley Butler is, if you're in the Marine Corps, you need to know. And those that aren't, you need to know, because Smedley Butler went up against the Germans and went up against the Bush family, the Nazis. You need to realize who this person was. Smedley Butler's quote: war is a racket. I suspected I was just part of the racket at the time. Me too. But even when I was in the military, I knew it was crazy. I remember as a child, when Roz talked about the Pledge of Allegiance, I would just mumble it. Put my hand on my heart, kept it away, because it didn't sit right in my spirit. When I went in the military and they took the oath, what I did was, while everybody else was saying it, I kind of looked away, and I was just going, man, I'm not saying this crap.
Man, what kind of schools did y'all go to? Because I was never forced to stand and pledge allegiance to the flag in the school system.
Oh, yeah, man, Scotty, we used to have to do that all, man, and I wouldn't do it, but, and then, yeah, Rousers, it was big on the East Coast.
Maybe
and it,
down
they would
south
actually
is
have it on the public
I was in Detroit.
Yeah, maybe down south is different.
No, I was in Detroit, Ross. I was in Detroit.
Here, it's a religion.
I was in Detroit at the time.
Let me finish this.
And the only thing
real
that
quick,
we did, we were made to do, was whenever we had an assembly, and this wasn't every day, but whenever we had an assembly, we had to sing the Black National Anthem. See, I went to school in elementary school. It was the schools were still segregated at the time, and though no, I don't desire segregation
or none of that.
You
had that. Now we didn't have that one. I didn't know that one until I got older.
Here's the book.
We didn't have that one. Hey, we got another caller in queue. I want to read real quick. Here we go. Real quick. Let me read you this Smedley Butler quote. War is a racket. I suspected that I was just a part of the racket at the time, meaning when he was in the military. Now I am sure of it because he's out the military. Like all members of the military profession, I never had an original thought until I left the service. My mental faculties remained in suspended animation while I obeyed the orders of the higher ups. This is typical with everyone in the military service, and some of us take that and we never ever break that mental suspension, that animation,
Dave,
because
here
we're
is,
so easily mentally coerced into mental illness.
Here is the book that I mentioned earlier. So whenever
we're gonna
somebody
go to the caller after that, hold on, caller.
When somebody when somebody talks about Nazi this, Nazi that, no, dog. The original Nazis are the Americans. The book is Hitler's American Model, The United States in the Making of Nazi Race Law by James Q. Whitman.
Ooh, Scotty, I never heard of that one. Yeah, if you could post that, that's critical. I want to check that. That's so true. And we've always been talking about that the Nazism is not a political, it's not like a Democrat or a Republican. It was a cult. It was a complete cult, a demonic cult. And it was actually begotten, when I say begotten, it was also born of and birthed of and created by Manifest Destiny. We got a caller in queue out of NYC. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Hey, Steve. Greetings. How are you? It's Thomas.
What's up? What's up, Thomas? How you doing, man?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Good, good, good. Good to hear from you. I'm good, bro. What say you?
Man, I had to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school. We had to sing the national anthem at anytime we had assembly. We had to sing God Bless America, America the Beautiful, and the Black National Anthem. If that's that one that goes sing the song.
Yep.
If that's it,
we had
to sing that too. And that was in grammar school in New Jersey, in public school. I wanted to add in on the bit you just said about Germany and America. And if you look up what they both are, at one point, Germany, France, Switzerland, Netherlands, Denmark, Hungary, Austria, they were all one country called the Holy Roman Empire. And that's what they were called at the time of, during quote-unquote antebellum period of America. The Holy Roman Empire didn't break up until mid-1800s. So what we're talking about is it's all Rome. This is what both of them are. It's just replicas of, Rome. That's what they breed and bring everywhere they go. I have a question for you.
The Roman Empire is actually controlled by the Jesuits.
Oh, yes, definitely. Out of Jerusalem, absolutely, brother.
Go ahead, bro.
What Ross said about Dr. Ben was so true that, black people will become your biggest enemy when you try to be anything other than African. You know, he was trying to help that tribe get recognized. That was so true. My question for you is, all this lava that's spilling into the ocean, it's going to create new lands. you think that this could have been somewhat induced to create new land, or do you think that who do you think will control that new land that forms? Will it be the Hawaiian? Because you know, if Hawaii still has a queen, a monarchy system in place, even though they did have to, well, by force become a part of the United States, but who do you think will control that new land? And that's my question for you.
Man, you know what, Thomas? I don't know how big this thing is going to be, or what it could actually, because you're right, volcanoes actually, eruptions, volcanism bring about islands and cases and everything else. Everything you're saying is true. But that could take, you know, a long, long time. But I just think that it's going to be used first as a cleansing and a destabilizer, so that they can have subjugation and control further. I think that, you know, one of the things that I always see the system doing is that they don't make 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a month plan. They make plans for thousands of years going into the future. And that's a 1,000-year plan. I could see that part of it from what you're saying from there, because it's, you know, it's very plausible. But I don't know, Brian. I would – if we don't change – our cooperation and our participation in the system, it won't be us and it won't be the people that have any control over anything. They'll just be the overall minions and owners of what the controllers give them off of their plates, the crumbs. So I don't know, T, and it's strange, you know, how that, because the overall methodology and the process of that and the evolution of that is at different degrees, but I don't know. But it's really plausible, because you know, there's islands that have been popping up. I saw some stuff off of off the continent where island had popped up, and this stuff is a part of the overall process of the living earth that can be induced by man's activities as well. So, hey, listen, we got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. Just want to thank all the callers. Thomas for calling in. My man Roz for participating. My man Robert D. called in. Scotty for chiming in. Very, very important. So I just want to say much love, much respect. There's never goodbyes. I'll see you later. We didn't hear from Brother Davis today, but I'm pretty sure we'll have Wise Wednesday tomorrow. If not, we'll definitely still have a show. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.